Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 15th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about xenophobic violence in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voadevele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about xenophobic violence that has rocked South Africa.
Foreign nationals in Pretoria and Johannesburg are keeping a nervous watch amid fears that the xenophobic unrest that fled in KwaZulu-Natal might spread to some parts of that area. The African National Congress, or ANC, has now admitted that the acts of violence in KwaZulu-Natal are xenophobic and has labelled them a shameful assault to Africa's humanity.
South Africa, with a population of about 50 million, is home to an estimated 5 million immigrants. Unemployment is around 25% and youth joblessness is nearer to 40%. Some politicians and residents say some of the immigrants are in the country illegally and accuse them of committing crimes and taking over local shops and jobs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. If you have some WhatsApp kind of platform, you can send us a message on this number, 1-202-465-0318.
Nezve nyaya mhirizhonga iri kuitika muSouth Africa, kunova kwaurayiwa zvimwe zvarwa kune dzimwe nyika, vari kurwiswa nezvarwa zvemuSouth Africa, vana veZimbabwe, vekuMalawi, kuMozambique, kuNigeria, kuEthiopia nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica. Hapana kuwirirana pazvarwa izvozvi. Vamwe veSouth Africa vachiti aiwa zvarwa izvi zviri kuyazotora mabasa azvo muSouth Africa, uye vamwe vari muSouth Africa imomo varimo vasina mapepa, nekudaro ndo vamwe vari kunzi vari kukonzera nyaya dzehumbavha. Asi zvarwa zvedzimwe nyika dziri kuti aiwa, hapana chatatsadza, chatawira kuno inyaya yekuti tingotsvagawo mabasa tiwane chouviri. Asi chero paine zvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana, handizvo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa kuti vanhu vabatirane tsvimbo nematemo nemakano vaurayani. Gibbs.
Ebokambe zulu kandaba lingatshona njani khona ngapha lapha elikhona, thina ngapha hayi siyaphila sibile kwamagama. Ye, sizwile ke khona ngale eGoli kumbe sithi ke eSouth Africa, lapho ngani kulo hlupho sibile olukhulu kulalokho okuthiwa i-xenophobia. Abantu bayatshaywa, abanye bayabulawa khona ngale ke ngenxa yokuthi abantu abangazalwa kule South Africa bacatshangela ukuthi ke ngabantu abathatha imisebenzi, njalo kulabanye abavula ke amavinkili endaweni eziningi. So abanye vele bakhonana bathi lokhu akulunganga. So sizwile ke ukuthi eDurban khona ngale sibili kukakwabela lokugijimisana okuningi. Blessing. Kugijimisana njalo ke sike saxoxa lenye indoda lapha, umnumzana uGith Khoza we-ANC, okhulume wathi khonokho okwenzakala eSouth Africa akulunganga, njalo abantu kumele bakuyekele ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu beZimbabwe abanceda ele-South Africa kakhulu ngesikhathi sempi, kulabantu njalo beMalawi, abeZambia lendaweni ezithiyeneyo abenza njalo. Ye, so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolo hlupha kangaka. sifisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo kona manje esiqoqeni izulukandaba. Ye nasi nombolo lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho lapha likhona. Inombolo ke ithi 1-202-619-2077. Ye lifone kanye siyalithinta khona ngapho. Ye kunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka Gibbs tikuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga iri kuitika muSouth Africa. Vateereri makasununguka kuti munge muchitaura nesu. Munokwanisa kufona imi panhamba dzinoti idzo 001-202-619-2077. Munongofona kamwe chete tobva takufonerai. PaWhatsApp pane nhamba iripo zvakare yamunokwanisa kutumira mamesaji 202-465-0318. Tumirai ma WhatsApp messages enyu kuti tinge tichitaura nezvenyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got a statement from the ANC here, which was signed by Zizi Wotwa, who is the spokesperson of the party. So Wotwa says, you know, in this statement, attacking our African compatriots will not solve the problem of many issues challenging South Africans. And if Zizi further says, immigrants are not the enemy. Their suffering, too, is as a result of our continent's shared legacy of a colonial and apartheid past. And the statement goes further to say, these attacks are barbaric deeds, you know, on Africans that are actually defenseless.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the statement there.
Mm-hmm. I think we have our first guest. That is Ms. Diana Zimbudzana from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, where she coordinates the activities of the group. Ms. Zimbudzana, good evening.
Good evening, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, can you give us an update, Mrs. Zimbudzana? What is going on right now where you are? Are you in Johannesburg?
No, I'm in Pretoria. Pretoria is relatively quiet. But in Joburg this morning, there was some sporadic xenophobic attacks on foreign-owned shops and pedestrians.
And we're told that some Zimbabweans are actually trying to defend themselves. What are you seeing on the ground?
Yes, that is the situation, because numerous WhatsApp groups that we are on, we are getting messages from fellow Zimbabweans who are saying we have to defend ourselves, otherwise we can't just die like cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there's an instance where Zimbabweans went out and defended themselves.
Mm-hmm. But is that not likely to even further escalate the tensions? Is it that the South African police service is not doing enough? Why is it that people are looking at a plan B?
The funding itself is not really to go out and retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a group in large numbers, so that the numbers that were coming in to do the meeting and to beat up the foreigners would then feel intimidated and stopped. And that was read in some parts of Johannesburg as of now.
Mm, we have seen the government of Malawi saying that it is going to repatriate its nationals who want to go back voluntarily. Is this something that the Zimbabwean government should be considering at the moment in time, or the situation has not deteriorated to that level?
It should be something that the Zimbabwean government should consider.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually quite... we don't know how to put it, really, because our President Robert Mugabe was here when the xenophobic attacks were going on, and nothing was discussed between him and President Robert Zuma. So we are not sure whether the Zimbabwean government will at this later date think of repatriating this subject to Zimbabwe.
And ironically, President Mugabe is the SADC chairperson and also the AU chairperson.
Yes, which is actually makes this whole thing sad, because that's on the one hand President Mugabe. On the other hand, the chairperson, the sitting chairperson of the AU is Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, who is South African. So we have xenophobic attacks happening in South Africa. The AU is headed by South Africa. But most of the victims that are affected by Zimbabweans, AU and SADC is headed by President Mugabe. It's very ironic, like you said, Nathan.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Ms. Mbudzana. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about xenophobic violence that has rocked South Africa, beginning in KwaZulu-Natal, especially the Durban port of, especially the port city of Durban, rather. Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook. Blessing. One of them is from Sihlobo, who writes in Ndebele. Ngempela lento enzeka lana eningizimu ye-Africa ayilunganga ngoba laba bantu badelela uhulumeni wakuleli bangcolisa iningizimu ye-Africa negama likaZuma. Aphinde athi khona kula bantu abasesowethu namhlanje akade behlomile bathi kungangcono bezendlalele. So all what he's saying is that, you know, what these people are doing in terms of attacking foreigners is actually not good for Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it's bad for Zuma, the president, because he believes that it's not good for the ANC, so to speak. And then he says there are some people in Soweto today who armed themselves and believe that they want to defend themselves against these attackers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll stop there at the moment.
Let's go to WhatsApp. We have Matthew who says, it is crucial that South Africans exercise restraint. We are one people. That's very true. Fortune says, can't our government do something on this issue? Because this is getting worse. Ellen says, I think the South African government is reluctant to end this problem because these attacks are now spreading, which means it's going to be more serious. Then Mungazi says, it's barbaric. There is need to respect human life. How can a sane person ululate when a fellow human being is being burnt to death? South African police are reluctant to protect foreign nationals. A very sad development. Mwari Pindirai. Joseph says, it's so terrible and no one knows what is going on, but joblessness, jealousy and ignorance by the locals might be some of the causes of this Afrophobia. Then we have John who says, I think South Africans must end this. In Zimbabwe, we have many people from other countries, but they are free. Mr. Zuma must put an end to this. Kimpton says, it's barbaric for these South African citizens to be involved in such acts. They lack humanism. The South African government should intervene to stop this. And let me read the last one from Mnyaradzi, because we have many, many messages coming in. But for now, Mnyaradzi says, the president must act as he is the AU chairperson. That's Mnyaradzi. We'll read as we go. Gibbs.
Oh, yes. Maybe the last one on Facebook. We've got so many of them, blessing.
There's
Simba who writes, the world is now upside down. We are living in a danger zone. So, sike sithathe ke umlaleli ose Johannesburg khona ngale kwele South Africa. Baba Moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Niyaphila Dube, kunjani mfowethu?
Sijonile kakhulu. Kunjani khonapho lapho khona?
Hayi, thina lapho eGoli lapho esikhona Dube mfowethu belungakabi khona lolu dlame, but ke lokho nje kuzwakala nje ukuthi ama-threatens abakhona okuthi nje lungaba khona udlala.
Ungaphi
khonapho? Kwamanje bekungakabi khona Alexander. Mina ngithi Alexander Ford.
Oh, okay. So nxa sukhangeleke khonapho Mnumzana Moyo, ubone ngazani ke abantu bathini ibo labo abafuna ukuthi bazehlasela?
Bona nje into esuka nje masibhekisisa kahle labo bantu ngathi bahlasela labo bantu abalama-business. So otherwise angeke sikubali ukuthi kuhlasela abantu kokufika, but kuyindlela nje yokungabonisa ukukhula mhlawumbe kwabantu lokuzila abanabo abasebenza bonke kungcono bethathe izinto mahhala emashopu izimo ezirendalo. But-ke bakhona abanye abakusekelayo, kanti-ke bebekhona futhi abanye abangakusekeliyo mfowethu. Eqinisweni ayisibo bonke abantu abavumayo ukuthi abantu bokufika behlasele.
So-ke nxa lihlezi khonapho-ke selizivimbele njani ukuthi lingahlaselwa?
Hayi, khona thina besingakazimbi ngalutho mfowethu empeleni, ngoba lokho nje siyizwela into le ibe khona kakhulu eNatali, ikanti-ke eGoli lapha abantu bona nje babasazileyo, especially namhlanje ukuthi bevala amashopu. But bekungakabi khona izigalimeko esezikhona zibikiwe ukuthi sebekhona impela sebehlaseliwe, ukuthi mbe sebesukile nasemakhaba ema-police station. Ngoba nje mina nxa uhambe esikaladeni akukazi lobu ngozi njengalokhuyani sakubona ngomnyaka ka-2008.
So amashopu sakade kuvaliwe, kade kuvalwe ngapho kwangkhona?
Bekuvalwe eJohannesburg esenta esitidi yakhona, but endaweni ezifana la kubo Hillbro, Uvali, ayi akuzange kuvala izini naselokishini lapho enkhona. Alexander ngisho namakula lamasomaleka labo bayiba bathagete kakhulu bebengavalanga empeleni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Moyo. Hayi, ungadilala kusasa uphenduke futhi ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kuyabuhamba njani.
Ngiyabonga Dube Nkosi yami.
Isibongile kakhulu baba. So is reiterating what we were getting earlier on, that shops in Johannesburg were shut down, especially in the city CBD. But he says where he is in Alexandra, it appears as if the situation is calm.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hillbro too, the shops are open. And, you know, so he says there's that kind of fear, of course, that people may be attacked.
Regatende kuna mkoma mnyaradzi. Makadi mkoma mnyaradzi?
Makadi wo.
Tiripo, muri kupi ku South Africa?
Ndiri kuno Pietermaritzburg.
Zvinhu zvakamira seiko?
Nyaya inonetsa ndeye kuti tine problem yekuti mapolitics ezvi vanoindicata ekubva vatenda kulei. Zvese zviri kuitika vakuru vakuru vehurumende yeSouth Africa vanozviziva kuti zviri kuitika. That's why payakatanga chaipo vakatanga vachiti matsotsi. Saka kana ari matsotsi ndovanoregerwa achiita zvaanoda here matsotsi acho kungoti vadhile nesituation yekuti ari matsotsi kana vaita zvavaita ngavachisungwa. Chimwe chinoshamisa ndechekuti handizivi kuti criminal intelligence dzavo dzinosevenza sei nekuti nyaya dzekuti mavigilante groups aya ari kuenda kunoataka kwakati inenge ichitotaurwa kana kuti mukombi kana kuti pabhasi stop nevanhuwo nje zvavo. Saka unozozwati zvacho zvaitaurwa nezuro kubhasi stop kana kuti mukombi zvaitika nhasi. Saka ndirazoti vanhuwo zvavo vanokwanisa kunge vaine information here mapurisa emusouth africa vasina information iyoyo vobva vazvidzivirira zvisati zvaitika. Saka ndinoona kunge ivo mapurisa acho futi vane kazenefobic atindicendenzi kavanako kekuti panenge pachiitwa zvivo vanenge vanobhenefita pari kulutiwa mashopsi pari kudidi vanenge vanobhenefita vanenge vachitoziva because mucommunity vanhu vanoziyana mumacommunity mavigilante groups iva vanotoaziva sevasingapesuwe vachisunga vanhu vanhu vacho vari kuzvitanga vacho ivavo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma munyaradzi.
Zviri kutishungurudza kwazvo kuti hei zvingaitike izvo munyika mazuva anaya atoti tiri kurarama muglobal village kuti vanhu mapoliticians acho ndo vari kuyazoziva kuti chii chiri kuitika hazvizivi kuti chii chiri kuvanetsa kuti vazvimise vanokwanisa kutozvimisa wanoyazijairo ungoti ngazvimire zvoswera zvamire.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Zvakanaka.
Regai tiende kuna mukoma Julius. Makadi mukoma Julius? Mukoma Julius?
Halo, makadiko.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, muri kupi imimi?
Ini ndinonzi kuPretoria kuMamelodi, muMafias.
Kwakamira sei kuPretoria?
KuPretoria zvako pari zvino panhasi zvakupusha kanyarara zvako bhati. Zvikuratidza kuti zvinogona kungosvikawo anytime because nezuro chaiko takatoona kuti pane vamwe vakatombofumwa-fumwa nemvuma pamasikada nezuro. Saka zvikuratidza kuti zvinhu zviri kutoparira nenyika yose zvokuti sekwatinogara kumamelodhi ko murotera zvokuti anhasi chaiko vatombeitawo musangana tisingazivi kuti ndewechii asi tanyatso kuziva zvedu asi tiri kuona kuti ingori nyaya yakaita seiyoyo nokuti kana zvatika mujobek sanhasi muratidza kuti kusouth africa munomu mupretoria hasi zvatosvika chaiko chaiko.
Saka semaonera amuri kuzviita imimi mukoma Julius, chii chiri kukonzera kuti paite ropa rakaipa pakati pezvizvarwa zvesouth africa nezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika?
Kuvabvunzurura chaiko chaiko nyaya yanongotaura ndiyo yemabasa hanzi mukupedza mabasa edu maresosi edu vadzima edu zvimwe zvangowandawandawo zvazvo but hatiri kuona kuti haiso nyaya yacho chaizvo chaizvo. Zvoratidza kuti nyange vanhu vakaita sehurumende vanenge vari mumukati senyaya yangotogona mukuma munyaradza mubva kutaura kuti nyaya unotanga kutoiwaye edza mukombi zvisati zvasvika panzvimbo isingati zvichitike sekujobek ndatoziva kuti kusvikira nezuro chaiko kuti aiwa tiri kutanga musi wechitatu so nhasi tichifumba tichizozoona kuti ndozviri kutoitika saka zvoratidza zvinhu zvichitonyatsozikamwa chaiko chaiko kuti zvirumwa zvichitoitika musi wakati.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Julius.
Maita zvenyu asi zvakatooma zvishuwa because tiri kufamba tichitokohwa nehana yange marodhi mataxi hamuchaiti.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Julia sent Mnyaradzi talking about the same issue. They are saying the South African government is largely to blame because if it wants to stop this violence, it can stop the violence. And they are also saying that, you know, there are various reasons that are being given for the this attack on foreigners. They are saying, you know, it's the issue of jobs and, you know, and other issues like you are taking our women and stuff like that, you know. But they are saying there is more to it. Gibson Jeff.
Yeah, okay. Before going to this caller, let me read what the president of South Africa sent out in terms of a statement. So it reads in part, the president strongly condemns violence against foreign nationals, as well as the destruction of property and the looting of shops in Durban and in any part of the republic. So I'll just read that excerpt only. Yeah, so sike sithathe ke umnumzana osihlobo osecingweni baba sihlobo ungawunjani?
Yebo, ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho baba?
Mina ngiseSoweto eThepiso.
Yeah, kunjani khonapho?
Hayi, lapha sekukhona ukuhlukumezwa kwabantu emashopu laba abathengisayo ngoba sebehlasela kodwa nawamanje amaphoyisa akhona ngoba lokubavimba.
So sikhuluma ke kona manje kulamashops ahlaselwa.
Ya abahlasela kakhulu abantu laba abaxosha abantu bathi abahambe bebuyele makubo. Kodwa mina bengibona kungalunganga le nto ngoba uma ngabe umuntu ehluphekile kunomakhelwane, kukhona uthe kumakhelwane ethole isizo if masokulungile kwakhe siyabuyela kwakhe, hayi ukuthi abantu beshaywe kumbe kanjalo. Lokhu nje sekudelela le kungcolisa indawo yakwese-South Africa lana.
Ye, so khonapho uthe ungaphukanga khona?
Mina ngisesepisongo e-Roodepoort eSoweto.
Oh, e-Roodepoort laphana, ehe. Yeah. Yeah, so nxa ukhangele khonapho ke usitshele ukuthi kulamapholisa amane nganganani njalo abantu benzani?
Amapholisa akhona azinda abantu emashophi ukuthi ngoba abantu bafuna ukuthi bethathe iy'mpahla emashophi ezithathele ngoba sekuyibugqekezo okuningi indlela ngoba bafuna ukuzithathela lezi mpahla. So amapholisa apha abavimba ukuthi kuvaliwe la minyango ukuthi bengakwazi ukuthi bethathe lezi mpahla ezilapho.
So ke abantu ke uZulu ovela kwamanye amazwe ume njani?
Bathi thibele abantu ngoba kumanje abantu bacashile bayesaba nabuthi uma bengavelayo ngakhona kwenzeka ukuthi belinyaze kungasiko lamaphoyisa azimbayo abangani sebelimele abantu abaningi kumbe befe impela labo bantu.
Pho-ke lina lizazivala njani ukuthi lingajanga abantu labo?
Hayi, akukho okusingakwenza baba, sesingahlala esigangeni kumbe nathi sikwazi ukuthi sivikeleke ngoba uma ungazela nje emphakathini uyangashiswa noma yitayira lemoto usho uphele nje uphila lapho abantu ekubhekile. Kunzima kakhulu ngoba sesikhalela kakhulu abalezingane labona abantu abanjalo ngoba kunzima kakhulu abahluleka ukuthi bebaleke ngoba thina sinjengoba singakhona ukuthi sigijime siyecashe ezifuleni esigangeni kanjalo.
So hayi
siyakukhulu sokumele ukuthi kube lokungenela impela amaphoyisa esebenze nzima kulokho nje kube lokusiza ukuthi abantu bekwazi ukuthi mangabe bebuyela kube emakhaya abo kungabi lokhona lokuthi bebe lokulimazeka lokuhlukumezeka okuthile ofana nalokho.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Kunzima kakhulu lokho impela.
Ye, siyafisa ukuthi bangakubhambi khonapho kodwa sibonga ukuthi ungenele kuhlelo.
Nakusasa kwenzeka ukuthi ithole ukuthi sokulungile le laba abantu abazeusizo ngoba bazenzanga kwenza isimo somnotho. Uthole ukuthi nabo sokuthi impila umnotho ngalana sulesiyangale angeke beyamukele kwezinye indawo ngoba lo mhlaba vele ulivile uyajika kanje.
Hhayi, kuyazwakala-ke sihlobo. Sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Imbongile nami baba.
Yeah, so according to sihlobo there are some shops that are being raided right now in Roodepoort and there are some police that are actually blocking people from raiding those shops. So he says it's good that the police are acting there, but he says the situation is really, really tense. And some people, especially foreigners, are actually in hiding. So he says, you know, it's bad for people with kids and all those kind of, you know, people. But at the end of the day, if you've got no family, you can just run away and stay in the forest or in the just in the bushy areas, you know. But tough luck for those that cannot run away.
Miss Mbuzana, are you still online?
Yes.
Let's talk about how people can avoid this violence. I mean, I know you are doing much as an organization to assist Zimbabweans, but it appears this xenophobia is becoming, you know, a bit chronic, if we can put it that way, because in 2008, 62 people were killed only early this year, four people, foreigners, were actually killed again in Johannesburg alone. What should people do? What should they avoid, for example, so that they won't be caught up in the violence?
Well, that's a very difficult question. It's difficult because since 2008, the South African government has not acknowledged the presence of xenophobia within its shores. We started with President Mbeki in 2008. He said these are issues of criminality. But I agree with the caller, Mnyarazo, who said if it's criminality, why aren't people being arrested? And taken to court of law and first the full rest of the law. Because of those 62 people who died in 2008, no one has been prosecuted for their death. And so now people have realized that they can do these things with impunity. You go out, you make a foreigner, they die, and that's it. You walk free, and you go and look their shops, and you are fine. Nothing is going to happen to you. So it's very difficult what people can do, because if there was a proper mechanism and a task force, a law enforcement task force that was put in place to make sure that when this sporadic xenophobic violence set up, this task force then goes out there and diffuses the situation and people are arrested and then they are taken to court and they are sentenced to the highest penalty of the law. That would also work as a deterrent. Because even now, even if we tell people, no, don't stay where you are, they might leave and go and stay elsewhere, but they are also attacked wherever they are. So it's not really safe. You might actually meet this mob in the CBD when you are walking, and you probably stay in the suburb where it's relatively quiet and peaceful, and you get attacked. So it's very difficult for us to tell people what they can do. What we are just trying to do is just people should keep in touch with each other. They should form small WhatsApp groups, small social networks, social groups, Stockfellers, you know, the clubs that we used to have back home in Zimbabwe, where we would then keep tabs on each other, ask each other, how are you, where are you, what's happening, where you are you safe, can we come and get you? So that then at least that way we keep each and every one of us in the loop. Because like the attacks that happened today in Joburg, we received SMSs. Us as an organization, we even passed the SMS to the police and said, this is an SMS that we received. And we were told by this policeman that, unfortunately, because this is a WhatsApp message, it's very difficult to trace where it originated from. But by the time I got that message, I got it from somebody in Abu Dhabi. It wasn't even South Africa. A friend of mine in Abu Dhabi who sent me the message and said, have you seen this? That's when I saw it and realized, so this thing has gone viral, it's all over the world. So for foreigners who are here, we really, now it's time that we really merge and stand as one voice. And say this is bad. This is not how we should keep the spirit of Ubuntu, which is enshrined in the South African Constitution. This is not how we should remember the memory of Uthata Nelson Mandela, because I think we must be turning in his grave. Because in 2008, it was a huge embarrassment for him. He was very disappointed with his fellow citizens. But I think for these things to continue happening again, and now these people are saying, "Ah, well, he's dead. We can do whatever we want with him." It's really sad. But for our fellow countrymen, please let's keep in touch. If you hear of anything that's happening wherever you are, phone your friends, phone your family members, ask how they are, tell us, phone us as an organization, and we'll pass on these messages to South African government officials. And we'll do it in such a newspaper trails.
Okay, who? We have to cut you short, but we'll come back to you to complete that thought. Tinava maka, rambai zenyu, makabata parunari, trukudzoka kwa muri. Gibbs?
Yeah, ino mnuzana ukieto ngube, nkelubambe kuna.
Of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.